My name is Dan Walensky, and I was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, grew up in Berkeley, California, lived 30-some years in New York City, and now live in Portland, Oregon. I'm a saxophonist and flautist and pianist and composer and also author. I've written a couple books and write for Downbeat Magazine, among other things, and have 5 CDs under my own name and 250 as a sideman, more or less. And that's me. You're listening to GLT Jazz Next. I'm playing right now all over Portland and different clubs, and also headed down to California at the end of September into October, doing a little mini tour supporting my new CD, which is called Made in Portland. Doing master classes at Sonoma State and UC Berkeley, and also playing wonderful clubs in the whole Bay Area. My favorite one, I think, is going to be the Cloverdale Alliance up in Petaluma area. It's a really happening organization there, and it's called The Jazz Club. Diversity, I think, is the career here, doing writing also. I've got a new article coming out in Downbeat in the October issue, and it's about sitting in, my history of sitting in and how fun it is in Portland, because, man, Portland is like it was in New York about 35, 40 years ago, really loose and fun, and superstar musicians, spectacular pool of musicians here, and everybody lets everybody sit in, even amateurs and whatnot, and everybody's really nice to each other. Sitting in is how I started my entire career. I did it as a teenager and met everybody doing that. When I was 16, I visited New York and sat in at the Village Gate with the great blues artist Otis Rush. The audience went nuts. They said, "This kid can play." And Otis said, "You stay up here." And that was a wonderful experience for me. Yeah, ever since then, just been sitting in nonstop and gotten all kinds of gigs from it. It's one of the best things you can do. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my new record, which is entitled Made in Portland. It features some of the great musicians out here. 3 of Portland's best singers, including Rebecca Kilgore, who's an international jazz star. She's on tour all over. Yeah, I wanted to do a record partly because I hadn't done one for 3 years and was just brimming with new material, as it were. It becomes its own animal as you do that and get inspired, and stuff writes itself, and suddenly you have this diverse pool of musicians who have diverse skills, and that inspires the writing even more. My last 3 CDs have been sort of the style of CD where you do one kind of sound, one band through the whole thing. You know, like a Miles album and like that. That's one general vibe through the whole thing. And other albums are super diverse, and that's what this one is, as my first one was years ago, which was called And Then Some. So diversity of material, and that's what I wanted to go for, to showcase the wonderful, diverse musicians. State of Mind. It's one of my new tunes, and it features the wonderful Dan Gaynor on piano, Bill Athens on bass, and Michael Rayner on drums. Michael plays on every track on the CD, except for one, and he's recently transplanted from Chicago. You guys might know him, beautiful drummer. Anyway, I play alto on this, which is a rarity for me these days on my own material. I used to do a lot more alto. I started on alto with Ray Charles. That was my first major gig. I named this song Northwest State of Mind because after I wrote it, it just reminded me of the Northwest, just the outdoors, the vibe here. It just felt free and powerful to me, which is what it feels like here in the Northwest. Now, I also covered a Hoagy Carmichael nugget entitled In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening, which you'd have to call a novelty song, and I wanted one of those on here. I always dig those. They're fun, and, you know, these days a lot of jazz is too serious for its own good, so I really enjoy a bit of humor here and there, and you will hear that. And it features just about everybody on the CD, including a wonderful African percussionist named Israel Ano. And Laura Cunard is lead vocalist. She leads one of the jam sessions in Portland over in Hillsboro. That's actually part of Portland suburb, and that's the sports bar that she runs there. And John Moak, a marquee trombone player, and Levis Dragulin, one of my favorite trumpet players here in the West, and then everybody else.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, better save a chair. When the party's getting a glow on, singing fills the air. In the shake of the night, when the doings are right, you can tell them I'll be there.
I wrote another original entitled Ancient Grace, which is a little bit different than almost everything on the CD, again highlighting the diversity of material as well as musicians. Now this one features Dan Bommer. Look that name up on the internet. Google that, Dan Bommer. Wow, what a guitar player. Check this out. We're going to feature on this podcast is What'll I Do by the great Irving Berlin, one of my favorite songs that he wrote, and features Rebecca Kilgore, a superstar vocalist here in Portland, but also internationally. Also, the horn section is featured with Levis and John. That's Levis Dragulin and John Moak, but in a subtle way. Also, the great Dan Bommer again on guitar. We wanted to play something soft and subtle, and that's what this one is about.
What'll I do when you are far away? And
my name is Dan Walensky. You've been listening to GLT Jazz Next, and keep on listening.
What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? ¶¶ I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to. When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what love?